Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's up, punk? You want a beer?
What?
You want a beer?
What?
You want a shot of whiskey?
What?
Vodka?
What?
Anything?
What?
Dude, you're wasting my time if you want to come into my office and talk this what trash to me. What do you want?
It's annoying, isn't it?
It is annoying.
I came in here to give you a breathalyzer, Steve. You're running the show, drinking beers. Can you say the alphabet backwards?
Well, I can whip your ass backwards.
I actually came in here to thank you. See, you've done one good thing tonight. I'm shocked you pulled that off. Not being sober and all, but you gave me a match with John Cena, and I want to thank you because I know most of your greatest moments are behind you, but you just set in motion something that is going to change the landscape of the WWE forever.
Oh,
and that's the bottom line.
Is that a fact?
Because
now you're
going to
jack my lines too, huh? Well, let me make clear to you. Nexus ain't allowed around ringside. You get me? No Nexus.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
That's fine. I can get it done by myself.
Can you? Well, I got other things to do. I got an announcement that I'm going to go announce to the world right now. So I'll see you later. Punk.
For Friday, December the 1st, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And for the longest time, we thought that was the closest we would ever get to a dream match of pretty epic proportions between CM Punk and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, that dream is back on the table. So, Fightful Select reporting this morning, we are told many in WWE are hopeful and even optimistic that the match could finally be put together. One source in the company had indicated that many ideas have already been floated between CM Punk and WWE. We have not heard how far along in talks, planning or pitches that this is, but if it all went well, the ideal scenario would see Punk flying to Austin to go over ideas. Now, those close to Austin say they've never heard him mention any personal issues that the two would need to get over, and actually indicated that they drop messages to each other a couple of times a year or so. So it's looking pretty good on this front. Many ideas already been thrown around for CM Punk. We've heard that he and Seth Rollins are set to clash at the Royal Rumble. We've heard talks of him and Roman Reigns down the line as well, and a Steve Austin dream match would be something special. We saw Steve Austin make a never-say-never return to the ring at WrestleMania 38. He and Kevin Owens had that main event match on night one, and following it, Austin very much left the door open to do another match under the right circumstances. There was certainly some speculation that he was going to pop up again at WrestleMania 39, but that ended up not being the case. But this would be something that maybe Steve Austin, if he was in the right frame of mind, would certainly be interested in ticking off his box, as would CM Punk. We're going to keep a very close eye on this particular dream match that may be coming to light between CM Punk and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Meanwhile, remember Punkvember? That trilogy, that dissertation that Cultaholic.com's Aidan Gibbons wrote, that myself and Fraser Porter and Aidan Gibbons all deliberated over for 6 hours? Well, we promised an epilogue. And boy, do we have an epilogue in the wake of CM Punk's return to WWE. Check out the epilogue of Punkvember. Hell freezes over. We recorded it yesterday and it goes live on Sunday. It is the fourth part of Punkvember. And we go into all the details that came, that led to that shocking return to WWE. And some of the big headlines and some of the big potential future engagements that could come from this as well. That is on the Cultaholic podcast feed on Sunday. And if you're a Patreon, you can watch it as well at patreon.com/Cultaholic. The epilogue of Punkvember coming this weekend.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
For the first time ever, it is my privilege to sit down with the reigning WWE Champion CM Punk and the WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin. 1997, you were just getting your career started. The Attitude Era in WWE was red hot. Do you think, looking back on that talent roster when you were in your formative years and your career, how would you have fared now back in that period?
If you take current CM Punk and you drop him in midst of the Attitude Era, I think he survives. So what I do is I swim with sharks, and I think the waters back then were full of more sharks than they are today. It wouldn't be easy. I don't like things to be easy. I would still be champion.
Well, it's pure speculation because we can't build a magical time ship and take CM Punk back to the Attitude Era and let him perform in the squared circle with the likes of The Rock or Stone Cold or anybody else. But for him to sit there and say that he believes he can swim with the sharks and end up being a champion is admirable. I wouldn't expect him to say anything else. Certainly, I've recognized what kind of talents he's got. He's got a championship right now. He's kicking ass right now in the current system. But to take his ass back to the Attitude Era, pure speculation.
Well, moving right along here. Modern day Stone Cold and today's WWE.
How would I fit there in the locker room?
I think he was asking me, if you would please allow me to retort. Stone Cold from the Attitude Era, you know what I'm going to say? It's Stone Cold now. He fits in the locker room just fine. Although I probably think he doesn't want to be in the locker room. You know,
why would you say that?
He's his own man. He's an individual. You know him better than anybody. You know, you guys are pals. Stone Cold was the CM Punk of his time. You know, he doesn't care what anybody else thinks of him. He's going to run through their brick wall. He's going to get what he wants. What he wants is the WWE Championship.
Probably need two moves to decimate that entire locker room. Maybe three or four for CM Punk or John Cena. I would walk in that locker room, open up a can of whoop ass, and serve it to everyone there.
I disagree. I think if Stone Cold got in the ring with CM Punk, I think It's another W in the column for CM Punk.
I mean, of course, I disagree with you, son.
Of course, Jim, we're just talking about video games.
Of course.
But video game or in a real 20 by 20 ring supplied by WWE, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes, it don't matter to me, Punk. At the end of the match, your belt would belong to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And that's the bottom line, because I said so.
What if? Well, I guess I'll just leave it at this. May the best man win.
Oh, I would. I damn sure would.
CM Punk and Stone Cold Steve Austin, head to head, promoting WWE 13, as we wake up to the news that a CM Punk Stone Cold Steve Austin match could very much be a thing that is back in the mix for a future WWE event. It's very exciting stuff. Other news to share with you this morning. Ric Flair has commented on a controversial AEW Rampage promo that was taped on Dynamite on Wednesday night and set to air tonight. In the promo, he invites 18 to 28-year-olds to his hotel room. No boyfriends, no husbands. A line that 70s and 80s Ric Flair would certainly be part of his lexicon, but this has caused some outrage amongst many AEW fans owing to the litany of allegations that have followed Ric Flair into AEW. Ric Flair has commented on the backlash on Twitter, saying, "I am so tired of hearing all this negativity. I don't need to work and I don't need the money. Can I simply enjoy being by my dear friend Sting's side for the next few months without so much hatred? I know I'm old, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy life. I have earned the right to do whatever I want, and I'm exactly where I want to be. I appreciate everything Tony Khan has done, but I am more than willing to walk away if I am embarrassing you and your company. All I can say is, I'm sorry." And we don't know where that promo will air or in what format that promo will air, but I guess we're going to find out on AEW Rampage tonight. Speaking of AEW, Will Ospreay has officially joined the company. Will join in February. Ospreay signed a multi-year deal with AEW that will kick off at the conclusion of his New Japan deal, but it's been reported by PW Insider that Impact Wrestling made, quote, a fantastic, massive offer to bring him over to them. Quote, one source conceded it was likely the largest offer to a single star since Anthem took ownership of the company, admitting it was a seven-figure level offer. The same source noted that Will Ospreay worked the recent Chicago weekend events and seemed to be having a great time, with several talents assuming he was coming in full time next year, especially when he cut a promo about wanting to compete in a TNA ring. Now, his contract with AEW will allow him to work New Japan still, and hopefully it'll allow him to still work some select dates for TNA wrestling as well. That is one we will be keeping an eye on. On the podcast feed over the weekend, I've already mentioned Punkvember, the epilogue, where we break down all the occurrences that led to CM Punk returning to WWE and some of the aftermath from that as well. Tomorrow, for Saturday, no classic SmackDown review, I'm afraid. A scheduling issue means that myself and Matthew Gregg have been unable to get together this weekend. But I can confirm tomorrow, as a special treat, a brand spanking new episode of Desert Island Graps. I spent 2 hours in conversation with AEW's Kip Sabian. We talk all about his journey that led him to AEW. He opens up about being in the mix in AEW on a deep talent roster. He also talks a lot about his diagnosis of ADHD, how that has reshaped his life, and offers some support for those who are maybe finding their feet through an ADHD adult diagnosis as well. Many other things are also discussed as well, including the three wrestling matches that Kip Sabian would watch while stranded on a desert island. It's a brand new Desert Island Graps, and it'll be on the Cultaholic podcast feed for you tomorrow. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.